Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M. Welcome to the jungle.
Heyo, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. Luke Bradnam with you. Coming up on the show today, we'll get the pulse of the Gold Coast as to whether or not our borders should get reopened. There's a drama in NRL all revolving around our national anthem. Jackson Warne's only tried a handful of foods his entire life. We take calls on what you got subjected to food-wise as a kid that you'd never subject your own kids to. Phone lines go off with that. Jai Arrow's in the Queensland State of Origin camp at the moment. He's been catfished and made national news with regards to someone using his profile on a dating website. We'll cover off on that. Countdown the top five songs in the country for you, and also the premiers, the would-be premiers, Anastasia Palaszczuk and Deb Frecklington, went head-to-head last night in a debate. We drunk them up. We slow their voices down to make them sound drunk and try and determine which one of them sounds like the most amount of fun. Spoiler, neither one of them. But anyway, you can hear that and a whole heap more. If you listen to this, it's the catch up at starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Front page of the paper today. Big business here on the Gold Coast, mostly tourism operators, are saying we need to open the borders and we need to do it today. The borders don't open, big business is in danger of going under here on the Gold Coast. We want to get the pulse of the Gold Coast to kickstart our show. Now, we've done this just twice in the time that we've been dealing with COVID. Once it was unanimous that the whole of the Gold Coast said, don't open the borders, keep them closed. And then we did it maybe a month ago. And it was unanimous, open the borders. We want to hear what you have to say today. Hit the phones, 132710, open the borders or keep them closed. What do you want? Big business saying we need to open them. But we want to hear what the Gold Coast has to say. Cole's given us a call from out and about on the road. G'day, Cole. What do you want to say,
mate? How are you,
Luke? Good, mate.
Yeah, how are you?
What do you reckon we do with the borders?
Mate, I reckon you open them up, except where there's places that have got COVID that's guaranteed that it's going to be an impact on Queensland, then we keep them closed to them.
Keep them closed to maybe, well, Victoria's got like three cases they had today, and then they didn't have any cases the 2 days prior to that, but it's a tough one. Let's see what Michael has to say. Go ahead, Michael. Mate, what do you reckon?
I reckon you should keep the borders closed. You look at the job Queensland's done at the moment, so a few businesses go under. You're talking about lives here, mate.
And, we got another Michael on the line here. What would you do, mate?
Oh, listen, they need to open. I own a business in Sydney, and I've been there since she's closed the borders. And it's just turning me into financial ruin because I'm not down there. So it's just outrageous.
Hey, thanks very much for your call.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
Big controversy, one of the biggest news stories of the day, all revolves around our national anthem and whether or not it should get played at this year's State of Origin, because there's been a real turn of events with what's happened with regards to the anthem today. And Bomber Bedell from the Courier-Mail's been covering it for us. G'day, Bomber. How are you, mate?
G'day, mate. Good to hear from you.
Hey, mate, what is going on? So, first of all, the ARL or the NRL, they banned the national anthem from being played at next Wednesday's State of Origin, right?
That's correct, yes. So it's an amazing turn of events this afternoon. So about 2 hours ago, the NRL put out a press release saying that they would be banning the national anthem from State of Origin 1 next Wednesday night. And then, after, from what I'm told, was a pretty interesting phone call from ScoMo, the Prime Minister, the NRL have decided to back down and they will now play the national anthem in the series opener at Adelaide Oval.
Well, I think they misjudged the backlash, because even though the news was only out there for a few hours, it seemed like society was sort of arcing up about it. They were like, this is a joke. How come we can't even play our own national anthem? And that's what it was? It was just too much negative backlash?
Well, I think it would be, yeah. I mean, look, for me, I thought it was an absolute disgrace, the thought of even scrapping the national anthem for such a big sporting event. I mean, it's always been played at these marquee events. And to me, they seem to be pandering to a minority of people who had an issue with the national anthem. We know last year some of the New South Wales players were in opposition to it and wouldn't sing it. But for me, I think sanity has prevailed. And when the Prime Minister speaks out, you need to listen. So the NRL have done that.
Yeah, I'm reading here, Bomber. It says that what ScoMo has said is this is a time where we've got to come together as a nation. And but singing the national anthem is going to help help everyone in the country by us all coming together. But what's probably going to happen now is more attention is going to be paid to the national anthem than what would have been paid. And everyone will now concentrate on whether all of the players sing the national anthem or if some boycott it.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it? I mean, I just think the national anthem is a special thing, and as all Australians, we should embrace it and rejoice in it. And I don't think it should be a song of division. And I know some people have tried to politicise this issue, but I think rugby league should not be about politics, and it shouldn't be a platform to politicise issues that may cause inflammatory situations. So I think I just hope next week in Origin 1, we embrace the anthem for what it is, and that is to be all Australians, and we get behind what is a great concept in rugby league.
We got to have a controversy in rugby league. That's the bottom line. Thanks very much for joining us, mate. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries, Luke. Anytime, mate.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
So what I want to do is arc up the phones right now, because I reckon today's kids are getting let off so much easier than what we were when we were kids. Back in my day, mate, we had to eat whatever was put on our plate. And just listening, I was just thinking about it because of Warnie's son, of all things, Jackson Warne. And we were talking about him yesterday on the show. Jackson Warne has gone through his entire 21 years having eaten only 10 different foods. Corn chips, baked beans, French fries, tin spaghetti, yeah, just you know, like simple plain food, like what a three-year-old would eat. And we played it yesterday where he sampled watermelon for the first time. He hadn't even tried fruit, this kid. He's led such a sheltered life. This is a 21-year-old Australian kid from a wealthy background trying watermelon for the first time a couple of days ago. Have a listen.
Just tastes like water. Tastes like water.
Mate, he should have had my granny used to make us eat this thing called Choco. Oh. Choco, mate. I don't even think they grow them anymore, Choco. It's the most disgusting. Now, the other thing that we had to eat, each now and then, Mum would make us eat this stuff called lamb's fry and bacon we'd have to eat. And it's like lamb's liver, I think it is. I actually didn't mind the taste, I've got to be honest. And then I found out it was lamb's liver, and I never ate it ever again. But these are the things we had to eat as kids, and we had to eat them. Here's the question we're going to chuck out there for you. What did you eat as a kid, and what did your parents make you eat as a kid that you would never make your kids eat today? Like, my daughter's never tried Choco. She's never tried lamb's fry and bacon or any of that sort of stuff. But what about you? What did your parents make you eat as a kid that you would never subject your kids to yourself?
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Belinda from Clear Island Waters. Go ahead. What do you got for us?
The good old ham steak with grilled pineapple rings.
Old school, mate. Spam. Remember that spam stuff?
It was disgraceful.
God, I had that as well. Remember Devon? What about Devon, mate?
Devon, yeah.
Do they still make
and Devon? With tomato sauce and sandwich. I don't know who would even think of that.
Unbelievable. I mean, kids today don't know how good they've got it. Mark from Benowa, go ahead, mate. What do you got for us?
Mate, I had to tell you, it was tripe.
Oh, that's like stomach lining or something, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, God. What were they thinking? What were our parents thinking? I got a theory. If you grew up in the 70s or the 80s, our parents just hated us. Hey, good on you, mate. Let's go to Nicole from Coomera. Go ahead, Nicole. What do you got?
Oh, peas. My kids, I'm never going to subject my kids to peas ever. They've had lamb's fry, they've had lamb's brains and all those kinds of things, but I will never feed them peas.
Hey, go to Kathy from Coomber Park. Kathy's the same. Hey, you're saying beans and peas as well, Kathy.
Well, my mum forced me to eat a big baked dinner with beans and peas in it, and she thought I was just being a fussy eater. So I went to bed, I threw up, slept through it. You could imagine the mess. And after that, I have never bought it again, never eaten it, and there is just no way in this world.
I tell you what, Alfie, thanks for your call, Kelly. Look at our phones, mate. They have lit up today. We could take calls on this all day. But the bottom line is the kids today have got it way better, mate. They do not know how lucky they are.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Put on your face masks, everyone. We're going inside the NRL bubble now, into State of Origin headquarters, I guess to the Sheraton Mirage, the palatial penthouse suite that houses Jai Arrow. How are you, mate?
Hang on.
I heard you got the penthouse, mate. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Nah, mate, that's Wayne. He's in a penthouse. I wish. Actually very happy with the rooms just quietly.
Is it? Okay, so Jai's with the Queensland State of Origin side, and they're held. This is what I understand, mate. You hold up in the Sheraton, which sounds fantastic. However, you're not even allowed to go down the beach and have a swim.
No. Actually, we did trial that yesterday. So we had Queensland Health take us down to the beach for a little bit of a swim. So,
oh, really? That's
so good. Hopefully all went well and we can sort of, you know, go and do a few things. But, obviously it's a different circumstances, but I don't think anyone's complaining wearing Queensland gear, that's for sure.
Unreal, mate. Now, here's my question. I saw it the other night, and I'm not happy about it, mate. I'm a massive Queensland fan, as you know, every Queenslander is. But when I'm seeing you boys training, you're in grey. You're not even wearing maroon. What's going on with the kit this year, and how come you boys are in grey training gear rather than maroon training gear?
So we do have maroon training gear, actually. We've got a grey set and a maroon set. So, getting pretty spoiled with all the gear. But, we do have a maroon set. They obviously just put on the news of when we're training in our grey set. But we definitely do have a maroon set, that's for sure.
It was weird because they had, I don't know who the player was, but they go, and Jai Arrow looks great in maroon, but he's wearing grey. And I'm like, he's not even in maroon. Who are you rooming with, or do you get your own room?
So we get our own room.
Good, that's good.
Yeah, in the bubble for 3 weeks, so I'm assuming that they, you know, wanted us to have our own space and just to, you know, time to chill out and all that. So, very lucky that we get to sort of get our own rooms, but we're more, you know, more sort of hanging out in the team room and playing cards and there's ping pong and PlayStation set up, so we're definitely looked after pretty well.
Who's the best ping pong player in the Queensland State of Origin side?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I'm definitely not up there. I'm probably about mid-pack, but we haven't had a competition yet, but I'm sure there'll be one going. So I'll have to, you know, have to see how we go there and then tell you.
And then, mate, dinner time, how does that work? Do you all have it in your room or do you all get together at a restaurant there at Sheraton?
So we have our own sort of isolated space. We have a team room and all that. So they've set up like a buffet thing where the chefs dishes up whatever we want. So yeah, we're living like kings, that's for sure. I'm not complaining.
Unreal. And do you get days off or is every day a training day?
So we had a day off yesterday. We obviously do. We don't want to flog ourselves up into the game. Obviously, when we're training, we're intense and doing ourselves the best possible, or doing ourselves as best as possible we can to prepare for, you know, come Wednesday. So, we do get days off to recover and massages and all that. It's not a bad setup, that's for sure.
Unreal. And, mate, what about this story about some jobber getting using your photo? I don't even know what the term catfishing means, but I know it means someone pretends to be you, and then that's been making news. Can you find out who this person is?
Oh, I'd love to, actually. I've never been on Bumble in my life. And, I obviously got a message yesterday from a reporter saying that they found me on Bumble. Is it me? And obviously said, no, it's not. I'm not on dating websites, so I'm not that desperate, to be honest. So,
That's awful, mate. Yeah, honestly, I'm not even making light of it, because some numbnut has gone out, put a photo of Jai on a dating website. You're in a relationship. That could cause dramas for you. And quite frankly, it's a distraction that that you don't need, and it could cause big dramas in your life. This person's an absolute tool.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. I said, I've got bigger things to worry about than some idiot using the identity on a or dating website. And, oh, you know what, just quietly, I don't reckon he's doing any good because I got a head like a drop pie on me. So good luck to him. He's picked the wrong person. He could have picked a glamour, but he's picked the wrong person.
Hey, Jai, do you know what photo he used? Did he use the photo of you when you had the mullet or since the haircut?
So, yes, I did. I got sent a few photos and messages on Insta that someone was from people saying that I was on this dating website. And they sent me the photo, so there's obviously a couple, but he did use one of me with a bald head and a mullet. So, I don't know what he's thinking, but, hey, good luck to him. Good luck to him, mate.
I hope the guy gets caught. And, seriously, I think this should be... there should be serious repercussions for this because we're joking about it. But we could see... honestly, unless you've got a cool missus... You could have relationships break up over things like this. And so the person that's doing it, I hope, gets the full weight of the law thrown straight on him because it's absolutely wrong. Hey, good on you, brother. All the best, mate.
No, appreciate it. Thanks, heaps.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about foods that you got subjected to as a kid that you'd never subject your own kids to. Vicky from Palm Beach has called through. Go ahead, Vicky. You got one for us as well?
Yeah, porridge.
Oh, you know, you wouldn't give your kids porridge?
No, it used to make me gag. My mother gave me porridge, and we used to have to have it. In the end, she conceded and gave me semolina, but that was nearly as bad.
I mean, the way they used to do it, they'd serve it up like clag glue. Hey, thanks for your call. One more. Julie from Pack Pines. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, hi, Luke. Really funny. I used to feed my children crumbed chicken patties, but they were actually crumbed brains until they came home from school one day and saw them sitting on the bench, defrosting. But I used to have them as a kid myself, and I'm in my late 50s. So it was something that we grew up eating, that sort of stuff. But
my old man, there's an Italian restaurant we used to go to down at Paradise Point when I was a kid, and my old man used to always order the lamb brains, and I dead set used to gag at the table just at the thought of him biting into it.
I don't think I could eat them now myself, and I don't eat liver or tripe I don't eat any offal at all. But my mother, who's 81, still presses the beef tongue.
Oh.
And we were talking about that on the weekend, and my daughter-in-law was gagging.
Oh.
Just at the sound of it. Oh,
no,
my
it's
goodness.
Just disgusting. Hey, good on you, Julie. Thanks so much for your call. We had fun with that today. Hey, before we rack off out of here, we need to cover off on this. Last night there was the Premier's debate. The opposition leader, Deb Frecklington and Anastasia Palaszczuk, went head-to-head in a debate. We've slowed their voices down to see which one of them sounds better, drunked up. Now, neither of them was drunk, obviously, but we've made them sound drunk by slowing their voices down. Let's go Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk first up.
And when the health officer says it is safe to open up the borders, we will do so. But I'm not going to be pushed into it. I'm not going to be pushed into it by people who have other interests at heart, and they do not have Queenslanders' interests.
This might be harsh, but it's my God's honest truth. She doesn't even sound fun drunk, does she? Okay, Deb Frecklington, let's see if she sound any fun drunk.
The LNP have a positive plan to actually grow our economy and create jobs. I mean, we're looking at visionary nation-building projects, but they have to be done. I mean, you cannot sit back in Queensland and accept being at the bottom of the economic ladder.
She sounds like she's about to pick a fight, eh? Like, She's all aggro. All aggro and aggressive. Neither one of them sound like too much fun to have a beer with, I'll be honest with you.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Now it's time for Top 5.
Top 5 songs in the country. Every week we count them down and we let you know if we like them or not. And we do so with one of Gold Coast's finest, Casey Barnes. G'day, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm good. How are you?
Hey, good, Casey. Can I tell you, mate? How's this? Earlier today, I was on my TAB Sportsbet account, and yes, I'm flicking through looking at some of the novelty bets, and you can actually bet on this year's ARIA Awards. Of course, you're an ARIA nominee this year. You're up for Best Country Release, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but they've got the odds there, so I could tell you, my friend, that you are second favourite to win Best Country Release.
You're joking.
If you put $100 on Casey, you'll get back $325. Who do you think is the favourite, mate, to win your division?
I'll tell you, if I had to make a stab in the dark, I'd have to say maybe the McClymonts would be, that they'll be the ones to beat, I would say.
You're absolutely correct, but they're only just ahead of you, my friend. They're at $2.75, you're at $3.25, and then it goes out to Travis Collins, who's a dead-set jobber, in my opinion, at $4.50. Good luck, mate. I hope you win. I'm going to have a few bob on you, so don't let me down.
Oh, man, I can't believe you can bet on this stuff. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It's on Sportsbet, mate. You can do it. Okay, top five songs in the country. We count them down, and we do so with Triple M's music guru, AV. G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. Big day tomorrow as we reveal the Aussie GOAT.
What about this, mate? Ton of controversy. A lot of people very up in arms yesterday that Akadaka only made it to number three. I knew that Cole Chisel would obviously be one of the two ahead of him, but I don't even know who it's going to be tomorrow. GOAT.
I know. The factor is, it was a voting principle.
Right.
I think sometimes we go, yep, they're going to be number one. But it's so important. Join the club, triplem.com.au. When we say vote now, you're gonna have a voice, because this stuff can happen. So right. Who knows who will pull up at number one? You're going to find out tomorrow morning with Bridge Spider and Flan at 7:30. So this is going to be an interesting one.
All right, mate. What's in the top five?
Okay, around the country from your streams, download, sales, Sam Smith, Diamonds, number five.
Oh, it's a no from me. Casey.
I've got to say, yeah, look, I'm at the point I'm getting a little bit over his voice. It might be a bit harsh, but I don't mind the song. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. You'll give it a week. It's all right.
He's just so whiny. I can't handle it.
As I
whine and moan myself. What a hypocrite I am. Go ahead, mate.
Number four, Fleetwood Mac, Dreams.
I'm going to be controversial here and say, great song, absolutely love it. Sick of it being in the top five, no.
Oh, you can't beat a classic. Thumbs up.
I mean, I know it's a classic. I absolutely love it, but it's a 1970s song. Let's have our own music for 2020, please.
I love the fact that there's a new fan base discovering them and they're just
That's
going,
true.
Let's buy it. Number three, talking about that new fan base, Justin Bieber, Holy. The way you hold me.
What do you say, Casey?
Mate, I'm a bit over it now. I'm going to give it a no this week.
I'm being really negative today too. It's a no from me as well. Give me one I like. Come on, AV.
New entry at number two, Luke Combs, Forever After All.
Country music.
Oh, come on.
Of course you'll love this, mate. Who's this guy, Casey?
Luke Combs, man. This guy sells out football stadiums in America when you can tour.
Really?
He's that big. Massive.
Luke Combs. Luke Combs. It's real music, so I give it a thumbs up, and I'm assuming you like it, mate.
Yeah, I'd get in a lot of strife if I didn't say I liked it. Yep, it's a thumbs up.
Number one, what could it be?
Yeah, we'll keep the country flavour going with a twist of Pink. This is one too many.
Oh, is this with Keith Urban?
Keith Urban.
You like this one too, mate, don't you?
Yeah, this is more up my alley. It's a guess from me.
Yeah, it's a yes from me as well. Can I just give a quick plug for anyone that's looking for something to watch? On Foxtel on Monday night, Keith's missus, you might know her by the name of Nicole Kidman, she had a new TV show. It's called The Undoing. It's unreal. Watch it if you're looking for a new TV series. Hey, Casey, thank you, my friend. Anything to plug? What do you got coming up?
Mate, we're doing a gig for the Melbourne Cup next week. We'll be on Channel 10 if you want to tune in. And I'm heading to Brisbane as we speak. We're filming a thing tonight for a new show on ABC called The Sound, which we're going to be part of that in the next couple of weeks. So, yeah, it's keeping us busy.
It's all happening, mate. Look at you, Mr. Show Business, joining us this afternoon. Hey, good on you, Casey. Thanks very much, mate. And thank you, AV.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.